Top teenagers. A. Aisha Khan, 18, Saratoga, California, USA.
I've always been interested in how things work. My parents told me that I used to take things apart when I was young because I was curious about what was inside. Telling me how something worked simply wasn't enough. I had to see it for myself. I suppose that natural curiosity was the start of my interest in electronics and put me on the path to becoming an inventor. My latest project is all about portable energy. I'm developing a type of battery that charges super quickly, but is small and light enough to be used in handheld devices like smartphones and tablets. People have commented on my success at such a young age, especially when I won prizes and got funding for research before I was 18. But as far as I'm concerned, young people are natural innovators. It's our own futures we're improving, so what better motivation can there be?
B. Jamal Roberts, 21, Shoreditch, London, UK. It all started about 7 years ago when I was 16. I got a phone with a video function for Christmas. It was one of the first models to have video, so I wanted to use it all the time. I'd go out virtually every day and just shoot whatever action was happening on the streets. There were groups of rappers around London at the time, so I hooked up with them and filmed them improvising. It wasn't long before I upgraded my phone to a good camera and started taking things a bit more seriously. About the same time, the whole boom of putting video online started. So I rode that wave, really. I was lucky. A lot of people saw my films, and that was the basis of my success. I saw the opportunity to make it into a business by getting people to pay to watch, and my online channel was born. Sounds easy, right? Well, not quite. There was quite a lot of determination and hard work along the way. C. Leah Randall, 17, Swan Hills, Alberta, Canada.
I took my first flying lesson at the age of 12 and was immediately hooked. I knew right then that I wanted to fly solo and pestered my dad to take me to the airport where he worked at weekends. He loves flying too, so it didn't take long before he agreed to more lessons. My mom was much less keen, but she got used to the idea after a while. Although to this day, I'm pretty sure she thinks Dad was a bad influence on me, getting me to go solo when I was far too young. I didn't think it was anything particularly special, though. It's quite remote out where we live, so learning to fly is a useful life skill, and one that has become my job. I've just started with a local company flying supplies out to communities in wintertime, so I'm thankful for Dad's faith in my flying ability.
D. Roland Sutter, 16, Basel, Switzerland.
I was born in Basel, but I haven't lived there since I was 14 because I started playing with the Zurich Kammerorchester around that age. I still had to complete my school studies, so a teacher came with us when we were touring, but most of the time I lived in Zurich. It's not unusual for there to be young violinists in an orchestra, so I've never thought it was strange to be working at such a young age. I always hoped I would become a professional violinist, so this is the accomplishment of a lifelong dream. I suppose I miss being an ordinary teenager sometimes, but the orchestra feels like my extended family. They're always joking and making fun of me, which makes rehearsals good fun.